This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Marv Boettcher is talking with Ashley Calder this week from the Fort Peck Indian Reservation in Wolf Point, Montana. She's had a difficult life, much of it brought on by an angry father who took his frustrations out on her and the rest of the family, resulting in Ashley's predictable rebellion, falling into a world of substance abuse and other regrettable behavior. Fortunately, she asked Christ to change her life, which has been just a little over a year ago. And this week, she's sharing what that change has meant for her and what she now values as a follower of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Even if you're at the bottomless pit, you know, sometimes you got to get broken to have a breakthrough, you know. Just surrender to God. He'll be able to bring you out of wherever you are. You know, whatever hurt or pain you're going through, He's always there. You know, He's just waiting for you to call on Him. He wants to help you. He wants to be there. This relationship and this life I chose for myself is the best life I've ever had.
Hallelujah. That's awesome, Ashley. That's just an amazing story. I don't know if you got some more that you want to add to that,
or
if you
want to continue on. I could talk and talk forever, but...
Well, once you get to the good part and you start talking about Jesus, then it seems like it gets a lot easier for you to talk about it.
It does, yeah. And just stay God-focused and everything just pours out from there.
Yes, and I know some things, for example, that have happened in your life that you might even want to share a little bit about. Always before, you either had no cars or and dad's car, and once in a while, and what's happened recently?
Recently, God's been doing so much in my life. Oh my gosh, it's being saved for this year. I've just been obedient from day one. When I gave my life to the Lord, you know, growing up, I gave my life to the Lord a lot. You know, I always said I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I always asked my mom to lead me to the Lord, but I never hung in there. You know, I always fell away. I always ended up drinking. I could only stay saved for a couple weeks. Or I've tried doing it on my own, and I can do nothing without God. I realize that now.
Yes.
And but like I said, from day one, you know, it's important for you to be obedient. It's so important. I can't stress it enough, you know, to pay your tithes and offerings. When you don't pay your tithes and offerings, you're robbing yourself. And you're robbing God, most importantly.
That's right.
So you just got to, from day one, you know, even if you have something else to pay and you don't see, like, the bills being paid, if you think you don't have enough money, you know, it's okay. Just give your money. Give it to God, you know. And it's important to pay your offering, too, because God sees your heart. You know, give what you can. Doesn't matter if you have $10. You know, all He wants is 10%. That's all He wants from us, just to see if we're going to be that obedient vessel. And as I was obedient over this whole year, you know, being saved, you know, I didn't really see a lot of things happening. You know, I started questioning there after about 8, 9, 10 months being saved. I was starting to question God, like, where are my blessings? Because I never see anything, you know, I never get blessed. And I knew that was the devil. So I'd start rebuking and binding those lies. Devil, get behind me, you're a liar from the pits of hell, you know. And I would stand on God's word, you know. And even when I was in the world, I know that good things take time. And good things come to those who wait. And I would always remember that. And just continue to stand on God's word, you know, and be steadfast and just rebuke those thoughts when they would come into my head, and I would still pay, you know. And sometimes God doesn't give you materialistic things to be blessed, you know. Sometimes He's given you the strength you need to endure the walk that we are walking, because this life, it gets tough sometimes, you know, when you start focusing on other things, and it's so easy to get distracted. But just stay God-focused, and He'll make everything, you know. He'll lay out the path for you. You don't even have to do anything except just pray and read. It's so important.
Yes, and, amen.
Finally, a little over a year, you know, I started seeing things happening for me anyways. I was driving a 2007 Malibu that my parents had bought for me in like 5 or 6 years ago, and it was run down, you know. It was because I drank in it, which I should have never been doing. I used to drink in it. It was just a little run down car, you know, and I was still driving that even while I was saved, and I was like, Lord, I need a new car, you know. I don't want to be driving this, you know. I'm a child of the Most High God. I deserve the best, and you know, sometimes you got to wait, you know, because it's not your will, it's God's will. You know, no matter how long it takes, you know, I've waited over a year. Finally, the Lord must have thought I was ready for a vehicle, so he blessed me with a 2012 Malibu. Now I'm driving, and I'm so thankful, you know, that the Lord blessed me with this vehicle, you know. I'm starting to see all the blessings, though. It's paying off, you know. I'm starting to see more and more things that are coming into my life, you know. And, you know, just stand on his word. Like I said, be obedient. You know, it's so important.
Besides just the material blessings and this wonderful thing that you've got, this new car, it's just the blessing that I see is the blessing that you are to others, and you're a blessing to me when I come and I see the change that Christ has made in your life. And the joy that I see in you, you know, you're always smiling and laughing. You know, you can joke around, but you don't have to be cynical and sarcastic or anything.
It's so important.
You're just a nice person to be around anymore, you know. And because I knew you when you were really young and you were still full of a lot of joy and you hadn't gotten so much into the world at that time. But
taking back what Satan stole from me.
Amen. That's exactly what we're doing. Yeah. As I think about the joy and about you being such a fun kid, I've got a picture at home of you in a in a dog kennel with a German short hair pointer dog that I used to have. and you and the dog looked like you were both laughing inside of the dog crate.
Yeah, that was so long ago. Oh my gosh.
But anyway, it's just it's amazing, and it blesses me to see you and be around you now, Ashley, and I'm just so thankful what God has done in your life and how you're taking advantage of it. And I heard you mention some things, you know, about feeling bad about your education and things, you know. And you know, if those are things that are really the desires of your heart, you know, he'll make a way. Yeah. He'll probably let you do that yet, even at some point in your life.
See, without God, I can do nothing, you know. I wouldn't even be able to sit here and talk to you if it wasn't for God.
Yes.
You know, and he does. He'll give me the desires of my heart. But, you know, we're living in the last days, Marv, too. So
yes, we are.
Also, I ain't really too worried about going to college or anything like that. I don't have anything against college students. You know, I respect it. But as for me, my opinion is I don't see a future for this world. So, because we are living in the last days. Jesus is coming so soon, you know. And all I'm worried about right now is living for him, serving him, and just worried about saving, helping, you know, just being a witness and leading lost souls to the Lord. That's what my main focus is. I ain't bitter about not being able to finish school or anything, you know. Mm-hmm. I got more important things to do. And like I said, I'm sorry if I offend anyone about the college thing, you know, I respect that. It's just, you know, I have my way, you know, what God's leading me to do.
Yes, amen. Well, folks, we've had this wonderful conversation here with Ashley, and she's shared.
And there's so much more I could say, but, you know, God's did so much in my life, but this is just all it in a nutshell, basically.
Yes, amen. Well, Ash, I hope we'll be able to have a chance to talk with you again sometime in the future, and we're going to talk to your mother a little bit. It's been, I don't know, well over a year, maybe year and a half or so since I talked to her, and I know she has ongoing blessings and testimonies
constantly.
And things, and she's become this wonderful preacher woman, call her. And
I'm so proud to call her my mom. She got 24 years of blessings underneath her belt, you know.
Yes.
Amen. I got a little over a year. I'm still just a baby, but I've learned a lot from her.
Yes, amen. Yes, you're blessed right there to have a mother like you have. And so anyway, we have lots to thank the Lord for. And And I'm just pleased and I'm blessed to have had you on the program. And if you've got anything else to say in conclusion, you can do that. But I just want the people, you know, to know that I'm sitting here with a lovely young lady that has just, even her physical appearance has changed just in the last year or two, a great deal. And so anyway, Ash, I'm just happy to be able to call you my friend.
Me too, Marv. I'm glad to know you. I'm glad we got to meet you. You know, you're put in our path for a reason. I'm just blessed that you, every time you come down, I just feel blessed to have you here.
Well, thank you very much. But I think the blessing goes the other way, but nonetheless, both ways, yes. And thank you for being on our program today and sharing your testimony. And hopefully we'll get a chance to do this again sometime in the near future. And Lord bless you good. And folks, we just thank you for having tuned us in again today. And
God bless.
God bless.
Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. The ministry also has another need, help with our operating expenses, including radio airtime. Radio has proven to be an excellent way to share our message, and yet there is a cost involved, and it can add up rather quickly. And that's why we ask you, our committed listener, to help us with our radio expenses. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. I love to tell the story. Please write for the First Nation Ministries newsletter and help us continue to reach the Indian tribes with the message of Jesus Christ through your prayers and financial gifts. Write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can also call us at 503-408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org. 408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org.